If there is one thing that you can be gripped by, and that is that your inner life before God is the most important thing. There is a great verse in the Old Testament which I want to read to you. I hope you'll never forget it. It's in 1 Samuel in chapter 16 and verse 7. It's one of the most important verses in the Old Testament. I don't know whether every believer believes it. It says in 1 Samuel 16 verse 7, the last part, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. I want to say to you that if you can be gripped by this one thing, people look at you on the outside, God looks at you on the inside. What you appear on the outside doesn't matter to God at all, because He's always looking on the inside. The sad thing in the Old Covenant was that they could not do anything about the inside. All the law was on the outside. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't hurt others. And everything, the entire law was on the outside, and the blessings were also on the outside. You know, property and land. And we can say that the Old Testament was an outward religion and the New Testament is inward. So when people who call themselves Christians are taken up with the outward more than the inward, we can say that such Christians have gone back to Old Testament living. They've completely missed out on what Jesus came to give and teach. If you turn to Matthew chapter 5, I'm sure you all know this verse. Matthew 5 and verse 20. How shall we enter the kingdom of heaven? I mean, this is what we are supposed to be preaching, the gospel is how to enter the kingdom of heaven. And listen to the words of Jesus Himself. I say to you, unless your righteousness surpasses, that means goes beyond the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The Pharisee, when he prayed in the temple, spoke of his righteousness. I pray 3 times a day, I fast twice a week, I pay tithes. Everything was external. I do this, I do that, I do the other thing. Jesus said, that's not good enough. Your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of Pharisees. And whenever, you know, as human beings, when we hear the word more, we always think of quantity. They fasted 3 times a day, we must fast. Twice a week, we must fast 3 times a week. They prayed 3 times a day, we must pray 5 times a day. No, it's more in terms of quality. The Pharisees' righteousness was of quantity. Yours must be more than that in quality. That's the meaning. The Pharisees' righteousness was outward. Yours must be inward. Otherwise, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I want to say to all of you who are here, 1,800 people, I want to say to you in Jesus' name, I'm just reading the words of Jesus. If your righteousness, whatever you think is your righteousness, remains like the righteousness of the Pharisees on the outside, you read the Bible, you go to church, you give some money, you sing songs, you say you have accepted Christ, it's all on the outside, and the inside is dirty. you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away. These words will not pass away. And I want to say to you in Jesus' name, concentrate on the inside. Don't worry about the outside. And after Jesus said these words, your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of the Pharisees, he said, okay, I will now explain it to you. That's what he said in the next verse. Pharisees said, don't commit murder. I say, don't get angry. Murder is on the outside. Anger is on the inside. You see what he was saying? The righteousness of the Pharisees was you don't commit murder. Your righteousness must be more than that, that you don't get angry. So if you just avoid murder and you keep on getting angry, I want to tell you the truth. You will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, it's because we teach things like this that people call us heretics and false teachers. They can call us what they like. But I say heaven and earth will not pass away, but these words of Jesus will not pass away, who said in Matthew 5:22, whoever is angry with his brother is guilty. And if he speaks to his brother some angry word, he is guilty before the Supreme Court. And if he goes further and says something even worse, he is guilty enough to go to hell. Do you know how anger proceeds? Anger starts in the heart. Ecclesiastes says, Ecclesiastes 7:9, I think it is, anger dwells in the heart of a fool. Any of you who got anger in your heart, according to the Bible, it's a fool who's got anger in his heart. A wise man gets rid of it immediately. The fool keeps it. Any of you who've kept anger in your heart proves you're a fool. Now don't get angry with me. That's what the Holy Spirit says. But when that anger comes out of your mouth in words, your wife, husband, neighbor, brother, somebody, maybe an auto rickshaw driver, you can get angry with all types of people, comes out of your mouth, and then comes out with even more words, you are guilty enough to go to hell. Have you ever heard that preached in any church? I know brothers who have come to our church who have said, Brother Zach, I never even knew anger was a sin till I came to your church. I say, you had the Bible, and you don't have to read far in the Bible to discover it. You just got to get up to Matthew chapter 5 and you'll discover it. And what is Jesus explaining? Your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of the Pharisees to enter the kingdom of heaven. Just like we heard a little while ago, there are inward diseases which don't seem to have any outward symptom till you go for a blood test and you discover, hey, I've got cancer in my blood. I've got some other disease in my blood. I never knew that. I felt perfectly okay. That's how sin is. So Jesus said, watch the inside. Man looks on the outside. God looks at the inside. Your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of the Pharisees. This is the whole purpose of God, part of the whole purpose of God that we've been proclaiming for 41 years.